Rabbi Chazan.
Good morning. Everyone knows the famous story that after a lengthy, exhaustive Bidikas Chometz, the Ahavas Yisrael, the Sava Kedisha Vizhnitz, with his Gabbai, with his Mashpak, Ramot Chachana, he finished the technical, physical, concrete Bidikas Chometz, and then he gave the candle and the spoon and the feather to the Chosid, said he opened up his Bekesh, his Chalatel, and said, now make Bidikas Chometz in my heart. He's very hard. How do you respond to that? Your Rebbe, right? Kodesh Vitor. So Rebbe is a mafurish halacha mokim shir machnis in bechomet in tzorach bedika. But when I heard the story the first time, it sent a bit goose pimples down my back. You know, like anan ma nene abasrei. The ikar of bedika's chomet is not only all of hilchos pesach, is not only the technical inyanim. The ikar is the story told of Shimon Hirschler. I'm going to tell the story that there was one of the key hadas in Yishalayim, Remeta Zeinwert. He was a Bianer Chosid. And he was rushing home from Shul, from Meiriv, to make Bidikas Chometz. And he met another Chosid, who was a Tartkav Chosid, by the name of Reb Nachum Yasta. And he asked him, Yigerman, where are you running? So he said, make Bidikas Chometz. How do you make Bidikas Chometz? You take a candle, you take a feather, makukba. That's how you make Bidikas Chometz. Bidikas Chometz is Mishteter Avinkul, and you tell them it's something as the Beis Aaron Tzadikim said, the Iker of, as the Priskarov says, the Iker of all of Pesach of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's the Emunah, Kabbalah's all, and that's as I said in Sforim, Yachol Mirish Chodesh, that the Iker night in the whole year when you could be Mashish Emunah in your heart, in the heart of children, grandchildren, Chol Milva Melav, is the night of the Seder. And Tzadikim said, there's a famous Maimer, great Tzadikim said, I don't remember whom particularly, but just like the Gemara says, Kishem Mishenichnus Odor, Marbin Besimcha, Mishenichnus Nisin, Marbin Be'emunah. The whole yesoid of Pesach, people often get caught up with all the technicalities, and they forget the ikur. And therefore, it's brought in Sforim that Chodesh Nisan is gematria emunah shleima, and Chagamatzis is gematria meimenusa. It's a yontif of emunah. Therefore, the Zohar says, as we all know, the matzah is called michlo, the meimenusa, because the whole reason why they had to leave Mitzrayim in such haste, v'gam tzedul atlehem, they otherwise would have fallen into the Shar Nun of Klip. And everyone knows the Shar Nun is the Shar of Mimus, called Ba'el or Yeshuv. So the Umma Zeh, the whole baking of the matzahs b'chipazin was not to come to Kfira to have the Minus. The Umma Zeh, the Eibish to shine, B'shach Yizias Mitzrayim, the Shar Nun of Kedusha, which is the idea of Emun, something which is totally L'mayla from Tam V'das. And therefore, in Zohar HaKodesh and Parshas Tetzaveh, the expression is, Elikem HaSeichel Leisasalach Uktziv Basrei Leschag HaMatzis Tishma. My Ovid HaYilagabahai, what does the prohibition against Avodah Zorah have to do with HaGamatzis Tishma? Elahochi Yigmua Manda Ochel Chometz BePesach Ilu Ovid Avodah Zorah. To eat Chometz on Pesach, says the Zohar, this is the Mekor of the Radvaz, Kidum, right? And do irosa di esahara pulchan anuchra. The idea of the chometz is avodah zorah, all kinds of servitude to other powers, right? And therefore, we know that being that chometz is like avodah zorah, leidak biot chama uma menachirim. Therefore, it's also b'mashu. Therefore, there's not only an iser to eat it, an iser of bal yiroa, you know, to look at something of rishis by tzaddikim. The minig was on Pesach trying not to even mention the word chometz. There was a guy who was like, what? Shkoyach. Right? There was a fellow whose name was, last name in fact was Bagel. Right? Bagel, that was his name. And on Pesach, I remember one of the rebbes, he called him with his first name, would make sure not to call him, because it says in Pesach, you shouldn't even say the name of an Avodah Zorah. And therefore, when it says in the Nusach, Kol Chamira, Chamira is the same Oisius as Acher, the other gods, the other deities. What? I understand that. But gratuitously, not... Hello. Therefore, the Bnei Yisalscha brings B'Shem Repinchas Koritzer, that if all Yidin would burn the Chometz with the Kavana that they're being Mavair Avodah Zorah, we'd be able to be Soivel the Geula easier, etc., etc. In other, but it's not just burning the Chometz, it's getting rid of the Sharanun of the Minas and Kfirah. How do you do it? The opposite, by Emunah. Therefore, Lefizeh, I understand beautifully that it's brought from the Havas Yisrael and his son, the Rechayim, Tashpisu, is Gimatria Sreifas Chometz, which is Gimatria 1118, which is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elikeinu Hashem Echad. In other words, how do you burn the Chometz? How do you fill Tashbisu? Because Chometz, the Chavei Dezor, and Dafke through Shema Yisrael. Asher Al, can I also understand why Chazal say that Kol HaKoyfer B'Avei Dezor is Ki'ilu Moide B'Chol HaTorah? Asher Alkin Pesach, which is the Yom Tov of Emunah, the Panim Yofes brings that Pei Samaches the Miluay is Gimatria 613, because Pesach is the Yom Tov of Emunah, which is the Sheirish of all Tayag Mitzvahs, and therefore it's called the Roish L'Chol Moedus, because Gufa Basar Reisha, also all other Hanhoges Avodas Hashem of the whole year follow directly from the Emunah which Pesach gives us. Kabbalah, the David Yisrael brings him from the Rebbe Shmelk of Nikolsburg. That's Pshat, the Mishnah says that Echad bin Nissen is Rosh Hashanah l'melochim for the Malchus of the Eibishn. Alderach Zen Agri, the Kaldah of the Meyasoscha brings that on Pesach gives a Yidin makes Kabbalah's Chadoshes and Avodas Hashem for the whole year. Asher Alkin, some wise man pointed out, Be'echad, Be'nissen, Rosh Hashanah, Le'melochem, Ulur Golem, is Gimatria Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. In fact, in the Mokar, in the Mechilta, Chazal say, Kach Omer HaMokim L'Yisrael, how did the Eibishter start? Aseres HaDibris, which is Koil, Kidua, all mitzvahs of Torah. Anoichi Hashem Alikech, Aniu Shekibaltem Malchusei B'Mitzrayim, am I the same Eibishter who took you out of Egypt and you b'shas ma'isi you mekabel malchus shemayim? Amr lehei, Kol Yisrael said yes. Amr lehei, so the Eibishter told Kol Yisrael, kishikibalta malchusai kach kiblu gzeirosim. In other words, the whole yisuid of aseret hadibros of mitzvahs is the emunah from Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim. Asher alkin, the pleasant pasuk biyoyim. Hayoyim atem yoytzim b'chuydish aviv, which is gimatria ol malchus shemayim. The ikar is the kriyash mad ol malchus shemayim of the night. Al derech, according to the Belezer, the world was created in Tish. According to the Bishua, the world was created in Nisin. So just like Lashitas Rebelezer, what is the ikar avoida of Rosh Hashanah? Kabbalas ol malchus shemayim? Is al derech el Lashitas Rebishua and Kein Halacha? The ikar avoida of Pesach is what? Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Therefore, Vahoya Hashem L'melech is Gimatria B'Nissen. And Pesach, with another way of working out the Milui, is Gimatria Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimlech, Hashem Yimlech. In other words, as Sadiqim said, the Klizer, I saw it from the Sanzer, the Klizer, the other many say, the whole Tachlus, when you sit at the Seder, which Kiyadua is the Seder for the whole year, the whole purpose is to come to the end, to the Echad Miyadeh. And after all said and done, you could sit there and say there could be Meirich and Givaldig and Pilpulim and Chidudim and Gimatrius and Achleisish Warte. I'll get to Lach, right? Sequence in frame. But it calls man that you don't speak Poshet and Emunah the Eibishter, you haven't fulfilled your obligation. And therefore, you see by the Tanoyim HaKadoshim, when they're sitting there, what's the Avoida? Where do we end off? What's the Seder? What's the of the Siyum? I've said many, many times, so it's a Bnei Yisalscha, the Shachar stands for Chacham, Rasha, Tom, Sheini, Yedea, that in all four children, you give the Echad Chacham, the Echad Rasha, in Al Kindelach, and therefore the Hoyer, that Derech Agav, that Shachar is Gimatria, Kel Melech, Yishvok, Yisrachim. All the Yeshuas and Brachas of the Seder is all based on this Emunah, that's where it comes from. In other words, I thought about Rav Shore Riggs. It's one of the reasons why you don't say a full Kriya Shema Alamita that night. Many, many reasons. Because the Seder itself, Yitzias Mitzrayim itself, is a Chesef in Kriya Shema. That's what it's all about. And it's brought in Tver Shleimer from the Holy Radoms, because your site was just recently, by the three Malachim, they came to Avram. When did they come? Pesach. Right? Yeah? What does Matas Alpha Vayechl? What does the Pasuk say? Avram tells the Malachim, Sadul v'sadul libchem, you'll be satiated with the Matzis v'achar tavir. The Achar, the Delikim Achirim, the false deities, that will you get rid of. And therefore, it's readily understandable what the Torah brings, that the three regolim are connected to the three of the sacrificium. Pesach, Reish Lechol Moedis, it's connected to Avram Avinu, Eisen Adinenu, who is the Reish HaMaminim. Especially b'dayreinu, when I've said many times, the ikar avoida of our generation, ikar the Mashiach, is emunah. As the Gemara says in Makkos at the end, bo chabakuk v'midam al achas shenemar v'tzadik v'menosa yichye. Right? The ikar, why dafka chabakuk? I've said this many times to you. The Mashkiach always says, because chabakuk was the son of the isha shunamis, who died and was resurrected. And that represents our generation went through Yisurim Leroyim 70, 80 years ago, and it's a generation of Tchias HaMeisim, and therefore it's called Chabakuk, by the way, Atchi Vekes Bein, right? And he points out, Ke'ez Chaya, Atchi Vekes Bein, is Gimatria Oz Yosher Moishev Nei Yisrael, which Chazal say, Oz Yosher Leinemar Le Yosher, Mikan Remeth, the mocker, the source of Tchias HaMeisim, is in Oz Yosher. In other words, Emunah is the source of Tchias HaMeisim, and it's brought in Sforim that the night of the Seder is the Tchias HaMeisim of every one of us. That's when you mashrish Emunah and become new people. And therefore, the Mirchayim brings, Oz Yosher is Gimatria Vayareg Havaya Kol Bukhur. The Eberich Kol Bukhur, Oz Yosher wasn't Shvishul Pesach. And Makas Bukhuris was Belel Tezvov. I'm just throwing this out as Gimatria just to your brains, I know you don't like images, to get your brains a bit working. I see a connection between Oz Yosher, Shvi'i Shel Pesach, Kriyas Yam Suf, and the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? We'll talk about it. I'm just giving this as an introduction now. And that's why the Pasuk says, V'achri chen Yetzir b'ruchush godl, says the Mashkiach, what is the ruchush godl, Ashtel gold? V'achri chen Yetzir b'ruchush godl is gimatria l'doir v'doir amunasecha, which is Gimatria, Shara Chamishim, which is the Emunah, that's what it comes out of. That's why Chayameisim is also the Gimatria Chagamatz. But Lahoyer, just parenthetically, just Lahoyer, we have a concept called Bedikas Chometz. Bedikas is Gimatria 516, which is 6 times 86. Rabbi Sternbrich, am I right? Yeah. Bedikas is 6 times Shem Elikim. Chometz, spell it out. Ches Mem Tzadi is Gimatria 602. 602 is 7 times Shem 86. Chometz, yeah? Ches Mem Tzadi, the Milui. Hello, with me. Earth. Yes? It's 602. Who's a mathematician here? How much is 6 and 7? 13. How much is 13 times 86? Shem Elikim, Midas Hadin, Tzimtzum, etc., etc. 1,118. The whole purpose of the Bedikas Chometz, which is the Tashbisu. Hello, you with me? Which is 13 times Midas Hadin, and your Mamshich Yugim Midas Harachim. And therefore, Zecher, Yitzias Mitzrayim, is also Begimatria Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echod. Avram, Bemiluoy, Aleph Beis, Reish, Heinem, is Gimatria Shema Yisrael Makoil, 1,119. Yes, and that's also the reason, since the Yisoid of Pesach is Emunah, that's what it's all about. Therefore, I understand why it's called Shabbos, as in Pesach, Mimachar Shabbos, because what is the idea of Shabbos? That lays Shultana Achra B'chul Almond. You get rid of the Chamira, the Achra, the Cherim, right? Someone gets rid of the Chametz, he comes to Emunah. And therefore, it's just parenthetically pointing out, Pesach, Matzah, Mor, Imakoyl, is Gimachi, the Rashi Tevis of Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, Ruchu Zulam Vod. Hello. Therefore, how does the Seder start? That's before I begin the Shira. I want to... Kadesh, the first two Simonim is Kadesh and Urchatz. Kadesh is Hashem Echod, Ushmo Echod. It's also the Gimachi of Vachamushim, Ol B'nei Yisrael. Again, the Shara Chamishim, etc., which is Emuna. And what does Urchatz? All the Mepharshim ask, to get after in Kadesh, Rechatz. What Urchatz? And there's hundreds of answers, thousands of answers, probably. Right? But if you take out the words Urchatz with the long tzaddik being 900, Ema Oisius is Gimachia, guess what? Hello, folks. 1,118 Shema Yisrael Hashem Nekidah. The Urchatz, which besides the, many of them before, the Urchatz, Miloshen, Be'an Arochitz. Hello? I said Ema Oisius. Hello? 14 or 4 is 18. Yeah. You keep me on my toes, but I worked it all out. Because you have extra hours of work to make sure every Gimachi in this farm is right. Anyway. That's what, if the idea of the Kaddish, Hashem Echol Shmeyechol, and the Urchatz, which is Yechudilo, Shema Yisrael, therefore I understand why Urchatz is also the Taich, is Bitochen, Be'an Arochitz, which literally, how is a person Ruichitz, how does he cleanse himself from the Tumah, Dafka through the Inyonim of Emun, etc., etc. Now going back to the Vort I just threw around, the Oz Yoshir is connected to, it's amazing, yeah, but it's also connected to the Iker is Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? Because the idea of Yitzias Mitzrayim is Emunah. By the way, just parenthetically, let me just point out. In Dagodu, we say, Maisa with the Tanoyim HaKadoshim, Shemesubim Lebrak, right? But you misaprim be Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kol Uysi Olayla, Achebol Talmideim, Ve'omr Lehem, Rabbi Seinu, Yigiyaz Man, Kriyosh Mashal, Shach. What's the problem? It says in Pasuk, the Ebeshe told Yankov Avinu, Al Tira Mirdo Mitzrayim, don't worry going out to Egypt, I'll be with you, and Echeo, the Yosef Yoshis Yodei Alinech. Yosef will place his hand on your eyes. Well, what in the world is the Taichit? Yosef will place his eyes. Today, all this foreign activation was put in the Kalari and many say. Normal people, you know, in England, there's an expression, seeing is believing. You believe what you see. Right? Over in Zohar Kodesh, it says in the Pasuk, the Yosef Yoshis Yodei Alinech, Dor Rosa de Kriyashma. This is the secret of creation. What's Pshat? We're saying that Elikim, Hashem Elikeinu, is Hashem Echad. There is no such thing as it's all one. Whether the Eibishter acts to you with Midas HaRachmim, or Rachman HaTamim, Midas HaDin, right? Or with the Emesis, the Sheirish is everything. Ich Zedus Nisht. You don't really see it in this world, down here at the moment. But a Yid is a Mamin that despite what he sees in front of his eyes, everything has a Cheshbin, and the Eibishter has his, I just was at a Shabbos, I was in New York for a conference, whatever, for Shabbos Chaskos. There was a Limna Vereba who was speaking. Tell a story, I don't know why I'm telling you this. Stan, there's a guy in Borough Park, a very wealthy gvir called Strasser, a very wealthy person. A very big gvir and a big baltstalker, but to get into him is like getting into Fort Knox. Very hard. So once there's a van of six Eretz Yisrael Dikim Mishuluch, and they decide, let's see, big gvir, the youngest, well-known personality, whatever. Over to get in is very hard. Let me try. So the first guy gets off the van. You know, they go, they don't go together, six guys. They'll frighten everybody off. To go one, right? And then knocks on the door. No. There's no Knisa Lakol at this moment. Next guy tries, maybe. I'll have luck. No. A kid said, let me tell the story. He said it long, barichas, but then the kuda was, everyone, let's go to the next venue, next place. This is a waste of time. The sixth guy in the six-seater van, I want to try. What was the cheshbon? Ich darf dann meins. The Eber says you have to make a shtalbos. The Eber says, how are we going to, does that make an ounce, a shred of sense? The first two guys you sent packing. Why do you think you'll be any different? Right? So the sixth guy goes in, knocks the door, who's that? Said his name. I don't want to say his name, because whatever. Right? Oh, Kumarai. He comes in, have a seat, and he has a waiter there with a sud de shlema b'shaitai. Right? And he's talking and talking and talking. God, he has the other five chever in the van. You pay by the meter, you know, by the driver. He's plotting, and this guy is giving him a vashsuch. There's no a kitzur amasa. Like a half hour into the suit, and he can't understand. Another knock on the door. Open up. Another guy who's come to do a business deal with this fellow with the same last name. So he thought pashut. This is the big, a multi-million dollar deal. This is what we say. Who are you? I'm a schnorrer from Yishalayim. Like, I'm just coming and collecting. Okay, let's stop. How much do you need? What's your chayv? Is a chasen of five? I need $200,000. Okay, leave me alone. Here's a check. $200,000. Nah, zay gesund. Hatzlocha rabba. Bracha. The guys in the van didn't know that to call the FBI, the missing persons unit. This guy went in there. He doesn't come out. Right? He comes out like a half hour later with a check of $200,000. So Limna Vareba said, that was, is a charaya what a person has to make his ishtadlus. There's not like an ounce of, you have to have a munah b'Hashem, and the Eibishter finds his ways how to, right? Sometimes you don't understand anything. That's mamish the maisu with Yosef. Yosef tells his brethren afterwards, atem chashavtam alai, bro, elikim chashva l'teiv, the Eibishter has his chashboinis of, that safe call Yisro. Asher al came when you're going down to Mitzrayim, you face this yunus, and it's dark. Ayid has lahagid babuikach v'munoscha balelis. Dafka in the dark times, Ayid is mitzchazik b'munah. Right? Which is the idea that's interesting. When did the Yidin go out of Mitzrayim? Can I ask you a simple question? By day. When do we prophet the Seder? By night. A. Even if you want to make the Seder by night, wouldn't it make more sense to start at midnight? Why is everyone finishing at midnight? Hello? Nothing happened at midnight. All the miracles. I'm quite aware of the Korban Pesach. But what, where? I'm a simple rabbi of holy law. I was always told in simple English, Pesach commemorates the redemption, the liberation, the salvation, the Yeshua, right? When did all these things happen? Midnight. Hello? Midnight with Pari gave Rishus. The Padiyah, as we discussed last year, took place at midnight. The Geula took place by day. Hello? So why do we have it in the... Because the idea of Pesach Vayter is Emunah. So we don't have it when they actually left, when they went through border control. We have it by night. And what part of the night? When nothing yet happened. And now Yid Namachazik and Emunah and do what the... That is... That's what we celebrate. That's what we commemorate. That's the Iker for us. Youth don't. When you see the evidence in front of your eyes, you don't need a munah. B'zeh. And that's that the Yosef, the story of Yosef HaTzadik, how Alikim Choshva L'Toiva, you live long enough to see. I once gave a shiur for ladies, and I said, sometimes you live long enough to thank the Eibishter for not having answered your tefillos. And after the shiur, they came over to me, and she said, a whole longer story. Last week, she met the one she wanted to marry, and he just dumped her, and she was out of her mind, devastated, that eating the world is not worth living. She met the guy last week after 30, 40 years. This is Baruch Hashem, Eibishter, you're good. That you didn't answer my tefillos. You know? That's Alikim Choshva L'Toiv. That's V'yosef Yoshis Yode Aleinecha. To learn that a person, when you say Kriya Shema, what do? You put your hands over your eyes. The Gemara says, Rebbe, he was giving a shiur from before his man Kriya Shema, and we didn't see him saying Kriya Shema. He says B'shat Shemavir Yodei Ala that was Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim of Rebbe. What's B'shat? Before Shem Taich, Tzadikim said by Rebbe who sees everything with the Nehil and Leshvila the Rakia. Where's the Kabbalah's all? Where's the all Malchus Shemayim? To put your hand on your eyes, even if you could theoretically see and know what you're doing. In other words, there's two types of emunah. There's emunah which comes through yediyah, da'as alikei avicha, beis mechakira, and there's emunah pshut, emunah tzmim. So you would think a person who's actually seeing, he sees the evgevalt, is the charaya that after you see, right, and you know, with the yediyah, with akara, brura, you have to come weiter to emunah. I once told the story of a professor, and I told this to you before. It's like, well, look at Maisa. The professor from Princeton University was a great psychologist. Talmud from Freud, from Einstein, from Jung, from Chvesenshu. And he came to the Rebbe once in the early years, like when the Rebbe first became Rebbe, he was doing a survey of great minds, of thinkers. L'havdol Yidin, L'havdol Goyim. How their mind works and what everyone has Mishigas. You know, I had a teacher who used to always say, we're all Mishuguim. Who do we label? Michigan, someone who lets the world know that he's in Michigan. If you're able to keep your Mishigasin bottled up in Zich, it's normal. Everyone has Mishigasin. So he was trying to find out the quirks, the idiosyncrasies, the Mishigasin of great minds. So he went to the Rebbe, Yechidus. The violent, his plan was to psychoanalyze the Rebbe.
And a few people knew about it, and they gathered, what is this guy going to say? Ended up, he went into Yechidus, the Rebbe started asking him, what's the sheets in psychology? Young, Freud, Chmeisenschwar, right? The Rebbe like sort of demolished his whole, he came out, the guy was like schwitzing. He says, I'm a chaver in principle with Einstein. Einstein taught the Advanced Institute of Physics. I know nothing about physics, and Einstein knows nothing about psychology. So Rebbe, you know, so much, he struggled up his whole life's work. Seem more interested in that. And what do you say about the Rebbe's emotional equilibrium, like his mental health? So he's never seen a person so mushlim, and all the people there interviewed, he has only one chesaron. What's the chesaron? He said, when it comes to emunah, he has emunah like a 5-year-old child. So by a professor from Princeton, that's a great chesaron. By Yid, after as much as you know, however smart you are, the ikar is to come to. That's pshat by Matan Torah. What does it say? When Torah says, Royim esanishma, v'shoyimin esanir. So the Sfarim HaKadoshim Taich, Royim esanishma, there are things that you could see, you understand, you comprehend, and there are things that you hear, and you kabbal it with a emunah pshut. By Matan Torah, things that are normally begeder nishma, you can only chap, because it's the mailah from our limited finite kliches, they were Royim esanishma. But the chiddush is, even after they were able to see with their seichel, with their eyes, that which is normally nishma, they were shoyim and esanir. They, when it came to that which they saw, they were vaitur makabal with emunah pshuta. Right? And therefore, that is the idea, says the Kol Aryeh, after Yidin by Kriyas Yamsuf came, by Aminu Bashem, by Moshe Avdai. Right? After, by Yair Yisrael, by Yair Agdoyu, by Yair Hashem, by Yair Hashem, by Aminu Bashem. After the Hasoga, Rosh Hashim Chalayom, by Yusuf, by Sharon, by Cheskel Ben Buzi, by Shana Vim, they came to by Aminu. And that's the Ikur of Yid. That's what Kriyas Yamsuf is all about. And that's what Yiddishkeit is all about. That the Abraham took us out of Mitzrayim, Liyo Yislochem, Lulikim, that's Kabbalah Zabal Chashmai. The fees there, okay, that's Dumbat, what I'm talking about. I just sort of, I'm not going to have time to say what I want to say. These things for Shabbos, a little bit. But I need, just a hectum. Put a shayla in halocha. If you look in Nusa, if you ever look in the back of, in the back of the Seder, the Sefer Azman, of the Rambam, he has a Hagod, the Rambam's Hagod. There's various shinuyim. You can spend, someone once asked me to go back in a time machine. Where would I like to spend a Pesach Seder? I'd love to spend a Pesach with the Rambam. Just to see how the whole world comes and all the diyukim and Rambam and Seder. Well, if you look at Nusach HaRambam, right? There is no, you know, we have, after the whole, we darshan from Bikurim, we now have an hour Nusach, the Machlik is after the Ten Makis, Sakhadash Machav, and then there's Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Bikiva. How many Makis on the Yam? Which we end, we then finish off by saying, Kama Malas Tevis, Lama Kabalenu, Ilu, Al Achaz, Kama Kaba, Chuyva, Fulim, Kabela, Lama Kabalenu, Hayitian Mitzrayim, the whole business. In the Rambam, in his Nusach HaGod, is Mashmit. That entire Brisa of how many Makis were there on the Yam, and the Alachas Kama V'Kam. Why? So the Abarvinel in his Zevach Pesach, and it's commentary on that God. There's two Efsharis. One is the Rambam, which chose Derech HaKitzer. One to be Meirach, just the Iker in Yonah. Then called Marvel the Sabbath, is Marvel the Meshubach. Or he was Mashmit, this whole, because it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. L'chura Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, one could say. Let me read you the Lashon HaRambam. Right? Mitzvah, beginning of Perek Zayin. Mitzvah Zeh Shel Torah. Here's where, unfortunately, Rambam has no punctuation. Mitzvah Zeh Shel Torah, L'saper b'nisim v'nefloiz, Shenasu l'aviseinu b'mitzrayim, B'leil chamisha osr b'nisim. Shenemar, Zachat Yom Adar Zeh Mitzrayim, But Shenemar, Zachat Yom Adar Zeh Kach. These words, it depends how I don't know how to read it. I could read it. There's a mitzvah, l'saper b'nisim v'nefloiz, Shenasu l'aviseinu b'mitzrayim, Bilel Chamisha Osir. The Bilel Chamisha Osir means that you have to tell over the Nisim and the Floyas that happened to our forefathers in Egypt on the night of the Nisim that happened on the night of the 15th. Hello? Or there's a mitzvah on the night of the 15th to tell the story of these Floyas was right. Hello? These are two alternative ways to read the Ramah. Asher Alkin. Stell sich the Shaila, if a Yid decides he wants to be Marbe Besipris Yes Mitzrayim, and he's Marbe in the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf, Alayam. Is that a chelik from the mitzvah of Sipris Yisrayim or Nisht? I can have a whole pilpul, hundreds of swarm of deal. Fascinating sugi, which I'm not going to, I'm going to give you a rush. A good friend of mine, Rechaim Rappaport, originally from Manchester, Rappaport's son. He wrote a whole, interesting, this year, a whole pilpul on this. So he brings from the Reb David Soloveitchik, brings from his father, the Chura, Sipur of the Nisim, the Flois, of Kriyas Yamsuf is no worse than the Tesefta says, L'chama Girsois, that up the mitzvah to learn Hilchus HaPesach by decision. So why is this worse? Narvos. Reb David then says, perhaps, right, maybe the reason the Rambam was mashmit was because the mitzvah is only to tell of the Nisim and the Floyd that happened that night. And Kriyas Yamsuf happened on the seventh day of Pesach, not that night. Alderach says a brisker Torah, because the Rabbi Yosher Beres Halevi from New York also has the same Torah. And he says the Rai is the Lashon HaMitzvah, Nisim and Afloish, and Nasal Avisenu, B'Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf was in Mitzrayim, they're already out of Mitzrayim. Is the Chariah that what? Therefore, the Rambam doesn't bring it. Hello? So both Abar Vanel and Rabbi Seinu Lebeis Brisk both say L'Chura, there's no mitzvah, Tzipur says Mitzrayim. Second, in the Abra Vinel, and where the briskers are mitzvahed, there is no mitzvah of Sipris Mitzrayim in Kriyas Yamsuf. The only thing is the Shtamitze, they put it in note, there's a Ksaviat, there's a Meiser Rikech, who brings, in the Chosham Mitzvah Matzah, Matzos, B'Sefer Ksaviat Kadmin, Matzos L'Ravram, B'Nuishel Rabbeinu Zal, the son of the Rambam, he says, there are those who say, after the Tashlim, the Arami Evid Ovi, they have the Mechilta by Kriyas Yamsuf, the three opinions, Rebbe Yisrael, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Kiva, and Alachas Kama V'Kama, right? The Olav Uchi, Aval Ki Yoytze, Bay Nema, Chol Amarbel, Vala Mayrech, Bi Yitzias, Bera Rebbe Meshubach. Va Amira Zeh, the Lashon Rebbe Avram Ben Aram, Min Hagenu, U Min Akad Meneinu, Abba Mori Zal, Ve Akoid Meloi, Ve Chach Me Amayrith. The im zois hayoisha of imerizah lo yeskiru benusach agodah shekasa b'seifichus chabas matzo. The fishu built him a forsim b'chol amedinus v'leich rochi k'mashkos. It's not muchrich to go sit in things right. Asher alkein, not everyone has this minig. Al derech the Rambam, his own minig was a minig of svardin to say slichus from reshchoidish el, but in yad hachazok he only brings seres mechuvah because that was the minig in his days of hamui. You with me? So the Ga'ini Beis Pris want to connect this shaila of whether or not you could be Yoytze Sipris Yisrayim Belel Tezvov with being Mayrich in the Nisim V'Neflois, right? To a whole year. A whole year Maskirim, we paskin that Maskirim is Yisrayim Belez. Yeah? Could I be Yoytze the Mitzvah Askorah by Kriyas Yamsuf Zinish? Huh? Machlokes, yeah, but you know, no. Right? We'll soon see. The Magen Avram, the Feirus says you are Yitzhak. The Machlokes had to learn Prat Magen Avram. Right? Right? But the Magen Avram says you'll be Yitzhak Yitzhak Mitzrayim with a Haskorah of Kriyas Yamsuf. Right? Well, the Chur is so is Mukhruch and many Rishayim. Right? The Sefer Amanik says Shiras Hayom is Zeichel Yitzhak Mitzrayim. That's why we mentioned it even on Shabbos, Yontem, Zug, Zimra, as it says in Pasuk, Mantizkir, is James Teischa, and it's referring to what? Kriyas Yamsuf, the Shir Hayom. So he brings other places, so it's brought in the Sefer HaTomid from Reuven Ben Chaim, who was the Rebbe of the Meiri, right? And so is brought in Avudraham. That's why every day Chazal or Mesakin or the Minig is to say as Yoshir, Vayoshir Hashem, etc., as a chelik from the mitzvah of Shiras Yisrael Mitzrayim. Right? The Chasam Sofer, and both in a tshuva and in Zagoyas and Shulchan Aruch, next to the Magen Avraham there. And it's brought by his Shver, by the Rekiva Eger, also brings the name of his Edim, the Chasam Sofer. He says, if the Pasuk says Zohar es Yoim Tseischa, right? Is the Chari has to be on the mirror, Yitzias Mitzrayim of the night of Pesach, not of, this is a whole year. You have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim of going out of Mitzrayim and not Kriyas Yams. I got no time to elaborate on the Midrashim and how you learn Trat in the Medrash, etc. They want to say that just like there's a machlokes, and the Alter Rebbe, by the way, in Kudrus Achron says, although Yesh Lahashiv, you could answer the Magen Avram, Avrik in a mitzvah deraisa, it's kedai to be machne, not to be soimit. Yeah, the whole arich is here, but I can't have time, no time to be ma'arich here. But the Nakuda is, in most Rishonim, right, you get a lot of support for the Magen Avram, Yoim Tseizcho Me'eretz Mitzrayim, although it's written in Torah, the way Chazal interpreted in his numerous Makaris means all the events of Halach L'maisa. In Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, if a person's Ma'arich in the 10th place, many people sit and gribble every one of the Makis Barichus Niflo. You become Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Not Makis Bechoyrus. Makis Dam. Makis Sfardeya. Because it didn't happen beyond Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Staging Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Okay. So just like, the kids are nimrod, just like everyone, you could be all the avdus and the kushi ashibud, and that the Eibishter took nekama from the mitzvah in all its stages. It's part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Rishonim and the Be'emes is the Mokher Chazal for this. And Yishalmi, Kriyas Yamsuf is the end. Hello, of Gul. Kolzman the mitzvah of Tzur Rabbeinu. B'chai, you said this in many Rishonim. Kolzman the mitzvah. The mitzvah the Yishalmi and Brachos, which says, when the Eibishter, before the Aporis Bisrael, when the Eibishter makes Nisan for a person, you have to sing Shira. Ah, you'll ask the question, what about Yetzias Mitzrayim? They didn't sing Shira. They sang Aliyam. Is the Haraya, they sang Aliyam, Shira, Hidoh, for Yetzias Mitzrayim? Is the Haraya, why? So the Mepharshim say, because Kol Zman, the Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, they say, Acharayim, it's not Nisan Gula. An Eved, who's out of his master's Dalet Amis, but the master is running after him to recapture him, hey, there's going to Chayrus. The ikir is what I wanted. The point I want to bring out is: ever think to yourself a posh at the kol tzkasha? There's a mitzvah to be masking Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. And Chazal made a bracha, emes v'yatziv or emes v'munah. Right? Hello. The difference between the two is the time. Shmuz another time. But why would they keep there? Yeah. The mitzvah of Zchir Yetzias Mitzrayim as a chelik from Birchas Kriyashma? Are you with me? Oh. This is Rav Soloveitchik. It's a whole tumulus. Mordechai Ashkenazi, Rav Krakabal, a whole maimer. Because what is Kriyat Shema? Nachshel in Yenei, we start off. Kriyat Shema Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemai. Right? What is Yetzias Mitzrayim? Not just stand up as a historical commemorating event that happened yesteryear, 3,300 some years ago. Right? Yetzias Mitzrayim is a yid, it instills emunah in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemai. Umalchusei v'rosin kiblu alev. That's what it's all about. Asher Alkin, where was the place that Chazal, the Tegel, Allah, the Magen Avraham holds, women will have to say Birchas Birchas Kriyat Shema at the end of and Birchas, part of Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore the Mechuyev in Smichas Gula Tefillah, the whole shmuz in itself, in Kamekim. It's, in other words, that you say the Brachas after Kriyat Shema, isn't that a chelik from Tefillah? It's a chelik from Kriyat Shema. It's a chelik from Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is connected to Kriyat Shema. In the Abrazel Health and Taka, we sit, you eat emunah, you imbibe emunah. Just to end off, I saw a story in a new agad that just here printed. My Rebbe, Mendel Futzefas, he met an old chassid. And the chassid was like stark tzveint, like he was a bit more shchiridik. Why? You're a younger man, I'm an old man, who knows what my yelad yoyim, and I have to go and give it in the cheshmet. This was a chassid, he was a mufshid from Veld, the whole day with Torah avodah, like and miss. What are you so worried about? Just, I get up in the morning, wash negel vaser. I get up, I say, Moida'ani, I wash negel vaser. I say, Birchas HaTayr, I say, all the brachas, I daven. That chosid in those days daven for 3-4 hours every shachar. I say, I got to avoid it. And every, going through thing by thing, and Geitarayin and Tzak. Geitarayin and Tzak. Right? And then I learn, and then I do this, and Geitarayin and Tzak. In the Tzak, in the sack. Says, you have such a sack every day filled with so much Tayr and mitzvahs and Vachsodim. What are you so worried about? I'm crying because the mitzvah is getting rein and sack is getting rein and zich. The vort is, in all the inyanim of the Seder, and all the chonis to Pesach, one gets so, can't see the forest because the trees are in the way, right? The ikr is to be mashish in ourselves and to understand that when the way you conduct the Seder and what you say at the Seder shouldn't be just to show off that the Bistaganza Rashkabahag and Asara Torah. The ikr is to be mashish and munna in ourselves and our children. And if that's chus taka, we should be zoicha. Shana Bavi Yisrael.
What?